The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the one God who creates, redeems, and makes us holy. Amen. Today is the day and everything is in place. We know the hymns, we know the readings, we know the whole story so well that we can tell it by heart. The star, the shepherds, the angel, the baby. Because it's so familiar, we can forget the strangeness and the power of this story. We are here to settle into a mystery, to follow a star to Bethlehem and gather around a manger. In our time, we make this journey with a sense of vulnerability and insecurity, which is not unsimilar to the conditions in first century Palestine. Christmas, at its heart, is a festival of vulnerability. This birth sheds light not only on what has been birthed in us, but by what has not been birthed. It's a time when some are weighed down by the burden of old losses, even in the face of this audacious declaration that the heart of the universe loves us so much that it comes to us to beat in a vulnerable infant. In a recent article last week, Sister Joan Chittister quoted Joan of Arc, who said, "How else would God speak to me if not through my imagination?" Her article went on to say that God speaks to all of us through our imagination, that that's what our imagination is for. She wrote, "Imagination is learning to see beyond what we have to what could be." The mystery of today's feast is best entered through our imagination. Each of us has a picture of what this infant looks like. Well, today is the day to close our eyes and reach into that picture and take him in our arms. Feel his breath, feel his warmth spreading through those swaddling clothes. This is what God has decided to look like. All for love of us. Examine his fingers, count his toes, and say to yourself, "This is God in my arms." Sure, we know the story by heart, but do we hear God's message for us today? In the first place, a baby is, in the best of worlds, evidence that a love affair has taken place. That's certainly the case with this particular child. God has loved humankind from the moment we were thought up. But the relationship has been a rocky one. In the beginning, God figured that paradise would be enough for us. God gave us everything and hoped for the best, but we wanted more than everything. So God gave us something more concrete by initiating a covenant of mutual fidelity. God would be our God and we would be God's people, but we were not faithful. So God gave us more guidelines in the Ten Commandments, but we broke them. God then took another step by simplifying the covenant to loving God and loving our neighbor. But even that was too much. The history of our love affair with God is the story of our repeated frailty and God's forgiveness. Every time the distance between us has threatened to end the relationship, it is God who steps across in the breach, taking on more of the burden, until with the birth of this infant, God accepted it all. God came to where we were to be flesh of our flesh. All we had to do was believe that we were loved enough for God to live and die as one of us. Christmas has a way of exposing the human paradox. We desire to be loved, yet we find it so hard to allow ourselves to be loved. We organize our lives around the pursuit of love, but in the one place where it's offered unreservedly, we pull back and obsess over 1,000 other details in our lives. Once we've sufficiently sidetracked ourselves, we renew our desperate attempts to find love, inevitably looking in all the wrong places. The love manifested in the incarnation does not deny our separateness, our humanity, our frailty, or even our aloneness. In the Christmas story, we see God become helpless, become like us, become subject to the tensions of growth, become flesh so that we might have the confidence to recognize that we have the stuff it takes to become like God. Love sheds light on people and situations. And Luke's narrative is flooded with a light generated by love, light overcoming darkness. But as we know from our own lives, we do not always welcome the light. Light changes things. Light makes us see parts of ourselves and others we'd rather not see. It can frighten and anger us to be reminded that we are not perfect, not in control, not invulnerable. Light reveals truth, and truth is usually a blow to the ego. Since there's nothing we can do to win or earn or deserve the love that is offered. It's an extravagant gift, given freely, despite our imperfections and resistance. Unfortunately, many have experienced even the giving of gifts as something with strings attached, causing them to step back to calculate the cost. We have only to take a realistic view of the circumstances of this birth to curb our ego and recognize our pride and our fear of vulnerability. The mystery of Emmanuel, God with us, shows us just how far God will go to be held in our arms. This, I think, is the first part of today's message. The second part is that in doing so, God has blurred forever the distinction between the divine and the human, the holy and the ordinary. God could have come to us as some great power, more recognizable as God. Then we could have kept our distance. But God chose to come among us as an infant and a poor one at that. Choosing flesh, God chose the lowest human common denominator, and in so doing, left us no escape. That's why it's so important today to let the stars show us a real child. In choosing to enter into in such an ordinary way, God showed us that flesh and blood, dirt and sky, life and death were good enough for God. More than that, God made them holy by taking part in them and left us nothing on earth that we can dismiss as trivial or unknown to God. The very scandal of Christianity lies in the fact that it sees divinity in humanity. This feast is the commitment to life made incarnate. It is the call to see God everywhere, and especially in those places we would not expect to find glory or grace. It is also an obligation to see that everything leads us directly to God, to realize that there is no one, nothing on earth that is not the way to God for us. The moment we can really look to everyone and everything as a revelation of God is the time when war, prejudice, and hunger would disappear. Everything would be gift. Everyone would be sacred. This day, God has come among us as an infant and as a lover. And every ordinary and created thing has become transparent with God's glory. There is gold in the straw, myrrh in the dung, the cow's smell of frankincense, and the star shows seekers from every corner of the earth where to look for God. Not up in the heavens, but in the wondrous muck and chaos of our lives and our world. If we have the wisdom to embrace the everyday stuff of our lives, then God is born in our arms.